Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Le Yitzhe Chayat B'machtzai Soch HaShecha, Sher Yishkach V'Yitzhe Re'alavla V'Kolmasei. Shortly before dark, on Erev Shabbos, a tailor may not go outside with his needle, which informs people that he's a tailor, nor a scribe with his quill, lest he forget and come to carry it on Shabbos. Le Pale Eskelov, Le Yikro Lo'aner, on Shabbos when we may not delouse clothing, nor reads by the light of a candle. In truth, they said that a teacher of children may see where they are reading by light of a candle, but he himself may not read. Similarly, a zav may not eat with a zava unless they come to have relations, as we'll explain. And the Gemara says, Tani lo yetze chayet b'machat shebekelov, ve'alav lo b'kormus shebe'oznoi, ולוי הסבא בדוגמה שבאוזני, ולוי השולחני בדינה שבאוזני, ואם יוצא, הרי אלו פטורים דברי רבי מאיר. רבי מאיר says in a baisa that a tailor may not go outside with his needle in his garment, and not a scribe with his quill on his ear, nor a dyer with a sample on his ear, nor a money changer with a coin in his ear. If one of these went out in this way, he is exempt. Yudo imer, Uman derech umnosei chayev. Rav Yehuda says that if a professional went out this way, like in the way of his trade, he is liable. Ha shakal adam yitzim b'kach, it should say p'turim. We can infer that if anyone else goes out like this, he will be exempt. Machav shizit Rav Meir, t'tanin and tamon, yatsiz chayebes chatas de Rav Meir b'chachavu amachim. It seems that Rav Meir contradicts himself. There's a later mission that says that if a woman went out with a needle with a hole, she is chayav korban chatas. Rav Meir says this, but here he says that even a professional is exempt. V'imana amar lo stam. Rabbi Avin l'shem Rabbi Yochanan taman derech hitzah benoshim v'anhocha tefillin yotzim b'kach. V'imana and Rabbi Avin, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that it's normal for women to take things outside like this. However, here, the tefillin, which is subordinates, go out like this. Meaning tailors are a minority, they're bottlenecks. The majority of women are nations themselves, and it's normal for all of them. Chalfin, Shidzin, Drabonon, Tanin, Taman, Chachamim, Poitrim, Bekoiveles, Rusluchis, Shel, Palaiten, Ha, Bemachat, Nakuva, as you say, Chayeves, Adahu, Omen, Ramnusoi, Chayev. Drabonon seem to contradict themselves. The sefer of that Mishnah teaches that Chacham exempt one who goes out with kovelos, which is spices bound together, or a flask of fragrant balsam oil. It implies that they agree to Rav Meir that for a needle with a hole, she is chayev. Here they hold that only a professional like his trade is liable. And Rav Yosi Avin tipate v'isha padeles. Rav Yosi Avin answered the Mishnah discussed a woman who braids, which means she is like a professional.